Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Oh, you thought you were done with the Beach House Beach Bunker. Oh, no, you're just... You forgot where you lived, right? We have snow until Canada Day in this part of the world. Yes, we've got a heavy snowfall warning for areas of southwestern Manitoba, and we'll take a look at that this morning and see what has fallen already. We've also got a highway update, and could we see April school cancellations? Really, in April? It's happened before. Also, happy Earth Day today, a day to celebrate the planet. There's some things changing in our planet. Seems snow in June. Happy Earth Day. We'll talk about some of the great places that the Earth has shown us, great places you have visited, and send pictures or post them just on the Facebook page there. Also, Jets win again last night. Yes, another win for the Jets. Yes, the whiteout was awesome last night. Another win. They're up 2-0 against St. Louis. More on that coming up. The Ice Bucket Challenge. Hello, 2015? Ice Bucket Challenge is making a comeback. We'll tell you what's going on with that and where the funds will be going. Also, we've got news on a plane catching fire in Florida. The Australian identical twins that are making the rounds on the internet. Also, the hottest movie you can stream anywhere right now is Conclave. Where you can watch Conclave, where people are streaming it. And did you hear about the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary, Kirstie Nome? She's from South Dakota. She had her purse stolen in a restaurant. Well, basically north of the Trans-Canada, if you're in southwestern Manitoba, but it could go as far east as Portage la Prairie area, just to the north there, Gladstone, Neepawa, Menedosa. Now, I did take a look at the latest on Manitoba 511, and the only roads that appear to be affected right now include number 10, Moon Lake, through Riding Mountain National Park. You can see it there. It is. It was almost snow-free. Not anymore. The areas with higher elevations are expected to be impacted the worst by this system that is already here. So it's going to be affecting us till Wednesday. So this is going to be the weather story for today and for tomorrow. For the Brandon region, it'll be rain flipping over to snow tonight. So we could have our own little bit of driving concerns tomorrow, but that'll be slippery conditions thanks to rain that'll come down then freeze on the highway. So for Brandon, not too much to worry about today on the commute and even on the way home. It won't be bad. It'll be when the sun goes down and the rain flips over to freezing rain and then snow tonight. And then the drive tomorrow morning could be the tricky one. And another big win for the Winnipeg Jets last night in Winnipeg. The series now moves to St. Louis. It was 2-1 in the final score. Yes, the Winnipeg whiteout continues. And what a phenomenal crowd. Of course, Donald Street was thumping last night. Thumping and pumping, 2-1. Couldn't get the empty netter at the end to make it 3-1. They tried. There were some fights at the end, too. Your Winnipeg Jets update brought to you by Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba, where they remind you in the month of April there are roughly 20 spots left for their wellness promotion that they are running. Should the boys in white win the whole thing, go all the way to the Stanley Cup Final, and you have made that purchase in the month of April, you could get that purchase refunded to you. What a cool contest that is. There's got to be some kind of insurance or something involved with that. I don't know. But Devin tells me there's 20 spots left because it's only for the first 50 customers that take part in this promo, okay? And that includes a Jacuzzi hot tub, includes their sauna, it includes most of their products. They've got two locations in Brandon and Winnipeg. And you got to do that in the month of April. Win your wellness by April the 30th. Offer valid for residents in Manitoba only. Offer on now through the end of April. See or contact or visit in-store for full contest rules and details in Winnipeg and or Brandon with Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. Way to go, Jets! It was like everyone was in front of a TV watching that game last night. I could hear the neighbors screaming from across the street in their house. At the beautiful Elkhorn Resort Spa and Conference Center, they have got a honeymoon package that is pretty outstanding. 3 nights in a deluxe room, 2 days at the Clarisseau Spa with 4 passes, breakfast in bed for 2 days, a bottle of wine waiting in your room, gourmet chocolates for a sweet touch, complimentary robes, a keepsake candle to cherish, all this for $946. Book now, plan your dream honeymoon, or just a nice little getaway. The package is valid until June the 19th, elkhornresort.mb.ca. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC electric car test drive Saturday is coming up. It's Earth Day today. Happy Earth Day. To celebrate this Saturday, 11 till 4 at Murray's on 1500 Richmond Avenue, get behind the wheel of a new EV and experience the future of eco-friendly transportation. And for every test drive taken, the dealership will donate $10 towards Brandon Earth Day events and charitable partners. Saturday, 11 till 4 at Murray's, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And at Sunrise Credit Union, time is running out to take advantage of the Building Communities Grant Program. That only goes until the end of the month. Are you part of a nonprofit group? Do you have a special project that is happening in southwestern Manitoba in the Sunrise Credit Union trading area? Because they'd like to support you. Listen, they're cutting checks for people doing good things in the community. How awesome is that? Now, the only thing is you've got to visit their website, sunrisecu.mb.ca, and look for the Building Communities Grant. You know who got some cash? Deloraine Ag Society, Pipestone Memorial Park, Cypress River Senior Center got some. And the deadline to take part in the program is April the 30th. So that's a week from tomorrow. Not much time left. Get on. It's not a whole bunch of paperwork, but good to be on it. Interesting on-location news reporting.
Counting some of the drama that unfolded on the Sunshine Coast this afternoon, two sisters have told how their mother and man raced to help when the carjacked SUV rolled on Steve Irwin Way, only to find the gun-wielding car thief emerging from the wreck. Here's some of what they had to say.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and
he was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mum ran into the bush
behind the fence. And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you.
All I was thinking about when we were running, I hope he doesn't fire.
Yeah, we were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, see, he was up there
and we were past our driveway.
You don't think of all of that at the time. No.
You just run for your safety.
We all have people like this in our lives. So they end up saying the same thing at the same time. I have no idea what just happened in this story because it's happening in stereo.
The bush behind the fence.
The bush.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you.
It's in stereo. They even wear the same clothes. They are wearing the same Easter schmucks. Road Reverend says at least their stories match up. There's nothing about them that doesn't match up. At what point does the reporter go, okay, wait a second. But it's gold. It's internet gold. It's all over the place. There will be memes 6 ways from Sunday on this one. What's interesting is they have no self-awareness on this, that they're both talking.
Well, I was thinking about when at the same time.
No, like the average person would go, whoa, okay, hang on. Sorry, I'm sorry. Hang on. I'll let you talk. I'll let you talk first. No, that's not happening. I wonder if their brains think the same way, or they just like, and if they're wearing the same clothing, they're both obviously in healthcare. I wonder if they work in the same place and they take care of the same people. It's just everything around them is in stereo. Blessed Mama says, imagine being the reporter. Could you have had a straight face? Oh, I wouldn't have laughed, but I'd have the biggest grin on my face, which would have looked terribly inappropriate considering the content, right? Delta Airlines Flight 1213, it was set to take off from Orlando International Airport to Orlando. Anybody that has ever been to Disney World, chances are you've been to this airport. And here is the plane on the tarmac. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be serving wieners as our in-flight meal today. We are handing out wiener sticks. The stewardess is coming up the aisle now. Just feel free to hang your stick and wiener out the window and toast yourself a nice toasty hot dog, that'll be followed by marshmallows. Okay, in all seriousness, this fire really gets going, and then all of a sudden the slides come out, and everybody gets to go for a ride. There they come. There they come. What is with all the airline incidents? What the hell is going on? Just sitting there on the runway, all of a sudden, poof, bursts into flames? That is scary. Man, had that happened, you know, 20 minutes later, that would have been awful. That would have been terrible, hey? The first part of when we launched this show was people getting drunk and fighting on the plane. It was people because it was after COVID and people were getting hammered and high and they were pooping in the aisles. Remember that? And they were getting into fist fights. And now it's like everything's breaking. It started with the guy who opened the plane door and just hasn't let up. It's like every week there's another thing going on. Also in the news this morning is Pope Francis, of course. Condolences continue to come in from around the world on the passing of Pope Francis. The jokes continue to come involving J.D. Vance. There are multiple requests that have come into the White House for J.D. Vance to meet other world leaders that he could kill. It's kind of funny. Because J.D. Vance was the last world leader to see the Pope before he perished. And they're, of course, online. They're like, J.D. did it. J.D. did it. Just the presence of someone so evil wiped the Pope from the map. So can we get him to meet with Putin? Can we get him to go to China? Maybe he's got some magical power. All joking aside, people are all over the place trying to get their hands on this movie. It was a contender during the 2025 awards season, including a nomination for Best Picture and Oscar win for Best Adapted Screenplay. With the recent passing of the Pope, the story is about the election of a new Pope.
The Pope is dead.
The throne is vacant.
The conclave begins now.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
And 1.25 billion souls watching.
I'd say this is a pretty fair vision of hell.
Well, don't be blasphemous, Ray. Hell arrives tomorrow when we bring in the cartons.
No sane man would want the papacy.
Some of our colleagues seem to want it.
Another cardinal has just turned up. He was never on our list.
He has to be an imposter.
You look anxious. Everything under control.
Where did you get this?
The Holy Father was spying on all of us.
You should be careful, Thomas.
Although we sisters are supposed to be invisible, God has nevertheless given us eyes and ears.
What did you discuss with the Holy Father in that final meeting?
Arrangements were made in Paris.
I shall pretend this conversation never took place.
But it has taken place.
This is a conclave. It's not a war.
It is a war. And you have to commit to a side.
Why did the Holy Father, in his last official act as Pope, choose me to run this conclave?
Wow, this is amazing. Okay.
The reasons would become clear soon enough.
Holy cow. Okay, so it is on Amazon Prime right now. Amazon Prime has got the, my weekend is set between Jets games. I'm watching that. I was kind of interested. It looked okay. It's amazing. An event like that happens. You're like, man, no, I got to watch this. Amazon Prime is going to crash. So many people are going to want to watch that. Holy crap. How timely is this? It came out in the fall. They must have suspected that the end was coming. I don't know. Wow. Heaven forbid you get hit with hail, from minor dings to big ones. Remember my friends in Auto Fashion, because they'll take care of you. They are MPI accredited. They do amazing work. And it's not just paintless dent repair. They do window tinting, ceramic coating, and paint protection. Of course, they do interior and exterior detailing, fresh and spotless. You'll find them at 255 17th Street North, behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet. Look for the big green A's. They're next to the Sisson Car Wash there. Our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery, of course, as we get set for some more barbecuing this weekend, make sure you've got your hamburger and hot dog bun stocked up. Get them in the freezer there. Get them ready for the weekend. I know it doesn't seem like it's barbecue weather with snow coming and heavy snowfall warnings, but the thing is that this weekend, it's going to be nice. I promise it's going to be nice. 15 on Friday, even Thursday, 11 in the sunshine. You're going to be barbecuing and you're going to need some hamburger and hot dog buns. Don't forget to go with the steak. There's garlic toast. They've got cheese buns, sausage rolls. Visit Kuiper's Family Bakery, Brandon's Bakery, for the freshest and most delicious bread you'll find anywhere. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And Headley's Health Hut, where again on Friday, it's Customer Appreciation Day. Customer Appreciation Day is coming on Friday. And that means extra special savings for you throughout the store, including on the Health First Sleep Supreme Calming Mist. Are you having a hard time sleeping? Oh, man, they have got the Health First Sleep Supreme Mist. It's a calming mist on sale all this month, also in capsule form. Visit Headley's Health Hut. Vitamins, nutritional supplements, help with sleep, help with digestion, help with just feeling better. All kinds of products, from sugar-free to gluten-free, high protein, vitamins, specialty products, gifts, and more. Because it is Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, extra special savings, draws, samples, and more at 1314 Richmond Avenue. So on welcome to Taste It Tuesday. Today, this week, on our Taste It Tuesday, we have got Co-op Gold instant pastas to try. Extra creamy mac and cheese versus white cheddar. So which one would you, have you tried these? Which one would you like to try? Which one do you think is better? Extra creamy or white cheddar? Oh, so cheesy. Oh, so cheesy. So milky. So creamy. Thank you, Co-ops of Westman. Oh, my God. Can you ever really get enough? Oh, extra creamy mac and cheese. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10. It doesn't get a 10 out of 10 because you got to add actual cheddar to give it a 10 out of 10. That's how I like to make my notch and caw. White cheddar looks delicious. It's almost got like a Parmesan-y flavor. Oh, I hate to say it. Say 7.5 out of 10. The cheddar one, I don't know. It's just got a stronger cheese flavor. Delicious Taste It Tuesday with Co-ops of Westman. Oh, you're at home here. That's Heritage Co-op, Pemina Co-op, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op too.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The University of South Carolina aims to raise money for Active Minds. It's dubbed the hashtag Speak Your Mind Ice Bucket Challenge, set to reduce the stigma around mental health, foster mutual support, and advocate for suicide prevention. The original Ice Bucket Challenge was done to raise funds and bring attention to ALS, a neurological disease Participants would find themselves having a bucket of ice water dumped on their heads, then nominate friends to do the same or donate to ASL Research. They'd often do both. The previous campaign attracted prominent figures like Taylor Swift, Bill Gates, and Oprah Winfrey.
Ah, shit! Oh, it's so cold! Mother effer! Oh, he's in... Uh-oh.
This is my ice bucket challenge. Thanks, John, for nominating me. I nominate Sarah Fisher. Sorry, Sarah. Ruth, I think you've already been nominated, but I'll help you at the weekend. And I also nominate Owen and John Perrin.
What the hell?
All right, go. Oh, no, the ice is monstrous.
Isn't that sound fantastic? That would be me. And I love how this starts. This is mom who loves social media, can't get enough attention. I need to get more attention. The kids aren't getting any attention, but my phone sure is. And the little boy is like, my mommy put me up here on this stool. I'm holding the bucket. He's just innocent. He's just standing there next to this mom who's must have attention. The little girl's like, I'm with you, mommy. We're going to be social media stars. This is going to be fantastic. Let's do the ice bucket challenge. Oh, just wait, sweetheart. There's been a few takes. They've got to make sure they've got their ducks in a row. The kids don't care. They don't even know what the phone can do yet. Their skulls haven't hardened yet, and they'll have enough time ahead of them to get a phone addiction. And then, dad decides, yeah, you know what? Let's get this party started. Oh, and I love this sound right here. The sound of kids crying.
This is my ice bucket challenge. Thanks, John. Oh, no, the ice is monstrous.
And it's at that point in time, little boy said to himself, I am living with crazy phone-addicted family. I must run for my life. I must run for my life. See what the chaos, phones, and attention-seeking causes. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's a little chaotic. So if you're going to take part in the Ice Bucket Challenge, and undoubtedly there will be a few of you that do, please be careful. Hey, this Monday, we're going to live stream from Tim Hortons on 18th Street next to Canadian Tire. That's Election Day. It's going to be a busy day. Election will be going on. We'll be kicking off Smile Cookie Week. And again, the profits that are generated through the sale of Smile Cookies at Tim Hortons go into nonprofit groups. We're going to be building that Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic in Dauphin. It's the Watson Arts Center in Neepawa, Beautiful Plains Community Foundation. In Verdun, the VCI Basketball Nets and Sports Equipment. And in Mooseman, McLeod Elementary School. So get your Smile Cookies, pre-order them now at timhortonswestman.ca. And we'll see you at Tim Hortons on 18th Street for the live stream show on Monday morning from 7 till 9. Should be fun. Epla office on 18th Street. If you need legal assistance because you're buying or selling a house, making changes to your business, making changes to your will, or maybe you're just getting a will started, make sure you call Epla office. Send them a DM or an email. Just reach out to them. Super friendly. They'll break things down for you, make it easy to understand. People love dealing with Epla office for all their complicated legal needs because they're so much fun to deal with. Easy to deal with. 642 18th Street, Uniday, across from the RBC. And time is running out for you to get your $20 Shell gas gift card from Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. You get a multi-point inspection for $55, or you do that as part of your normal service, and you get a $20 Shell gas gift card. That only goes till the end of the month, okay? 1500 Richmond. One of my favorite traditions growing up was Saturday morning cartoons. Sitting at that, it's one of the one times during the week I was allowed to eat a meal in the living room. I had my bowl of either Frosted Flakes or Fruit Loops and sit and watch Saturday morning cartoons. Just the best. Just the best. Blessed Mama says, Captain Crunch is so good. Love Frosted Flakes too. However, Cindy says, we very seldom eat any cereal anymore. At number 9 for worst cereals, Fruit Loops, 150 calories per 1 3/4 cup, 34 carbs. I mean, I would think that pasta is pretty much the same thing. It's got a little bit more. Where's the sugar content? There's no sugar. Oh, there it is. 12 grams of sugar. Oh, okay. That's the problem. It's the sugar. I do like cream of wheat. Oh, yes. Cream of wheat. I can't do it. I'd rather not eat cereal. It's too gross. If I'm going to have cereal, I don't think I've ever had Apple Jacks. Frosted Flakes at number 7. It also has 12 grams of sugar. How much sugar in the Apple Jacks? 13. Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. 12 grams of sugar there as well. 30 grams of carbs. My Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Cindy said, used to be a bowl of Fruit Loops and Quick Draw McGraw. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've never had these. Reese's Puffs, they look good. It's got 12 grams of sugar. Captain Crunch's Berries. Honey Smacks is number 1. 18 grams of sugar. Honey Smacks is the worst breakfast cereal you can have. The worst breakfast cereal on the planet. I don't think I've had that. Have you ever had honey? That's supposed to be like puff wheat. It's sugar-coated puff wheat. Wow. That's the only way that you can make puff wheat taste good, is to completely coat it. So Apple Jacks was at number 8, followed by Frosted Flakes at number 7. It's got 12 grams of sugar. 12 grams of sugar per serving seems to be the common serving. Roughly 30 grams of carbs. Like no fiber, hey? None. Lucky Charms has 12 grams of sugar for number 6. Number 5 is Reese's Puffs, 12 grams of sugar. Captain Crunch, Crunch Berries at number 4 has 11 grams of sugar and only 100 calories. So Captain Crunch, come on, that's a health food. Captain Crunch Original is at number 3, has 16 grams of sugar, 33 grams of carbs and 2 grams of fat. Fruity Pebbles came in at number 2. 18 grams of sugar, 160 calories. Whoa, Fruity Pebbles. And number 1 is Honey Smacks. I've never had Honey Smacks before, and now I've got to try. That sounds like a challenge. This is the unhealthiest breakfast cereal on planet Earth, according to dietitians. Dietitians say, and I quote, Honey Smacks is loaded with sugar, 18 grams per serving, which accounts for 72% of the daily added sugar limit for women and half for men. So, okay, so it's half my daily sugar intake in one bowl of cereal. So if I have 2 bowls of cereal, I've got my sugar intake for the day. So then I just have to make sure that I don't have any more cereal. Mishiway says, I like to eat cereal for supper some nights. Oh, it makes a nice snack too. Breakfast cereals are, they're fantastic. What's wrong with breakfast cereals? They've got a little bit of sugar. But tell me, what doesn't have sugar? Come on. Kellogg's Smart Start has 18 grams of sugar. Supposed to be a smart start? I don't think so, diabetes. Raisin Bran has 17 grams of sugar. 2 scoops of raisins. Yeah, my parents got conned by the advertising. We had to eat a whole bunch of Raisin Bran as kids. And there's just as much raisin sugar in Raisin Bran as there is in Captain Crunch. Now, the fact that you were hungry 5 minutes after you ate it because you had a blood sugar spike, we don't need to talk about that. I've got to get myself some Honey Smacks. Skydancer Casino opens 7 days a week, 24 hours Thursday through Saturday, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt. 3 big shows coming to Skydancer this year. 2 outdoor shows and 1 unforgettable fall show. Tracy Bird in November, Little John in August, and Gary LaVox of Rascal Flats in July. From top-tier entertainment to comfy accommodations, water park, and the friendliest staff around, Skydancer Casino and Resort has it all. Go to SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. Give them a follow on their social media channels too, would you? Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue. Price cut sale continues. Super specials throughout the store, including up to 50% on select sofas. Save up to 50% on select clearance mattresses. Save on outdoor patio furniture once the snow clears out. You're going to want to be on the patio. They've got all their outdoor furniture on sale, and they're proudly Canadian, making Canadians comfortable since 1909, plus free local delivery, and do not pay till 2027, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. So Kirstie Nome had her purse stolen. Do you know of anybody that got their purse stolen or had it swiped in a restaurant like Kirstie Nome did? Her bag is gone, including $3,000 in cash stolen from a DC restaurant. Oh, wrong screen. Hang on. I don't know why somebody's carrying around $3,000 cash. But she is the former governor of South Dakota, and she was eating at a Washington, D.C. restaurant and went to get her purse off the, you know how you put the purse on the back of the chair, And somebody walked by and just went, thank you very much, and took off. Now, inside credit cards, passport, of course, her driver's license. And of course, she is the Homeland Security Secretary. Imagine the confidential stuff in her purse. ID badges, confidential keys that get you into areas of the White House or the Pentagon that only VIPs are supposed to go. Only those with high-level security clearance. That's all gone. Well, and the Secret Service protects all members of the presidential cabinet. So she had Secret Service members around her. What were they doing? Were they enjoying a shrimp cocktail? And if they can get to her purse, can they get to her? Can they get to anybody? There's multiple failures on multiple fronts there. I work with a girl who had her purse swiped in Las Vegas. She went to the police station and got it back. She thought she had everything back where it needed to be. And when she returned, she had an email congratulating her on the purchase of her brand new car at some Palm Springs, California car dealership. And the emails kept coming. She had bought a new car. She had bought a bunch of new furniture. She had applied for 6 new credit cards. All these companies emailing her to congratulate her on her multiple purchases. It was a mess. It was a mess. She had to... I remember I felt so bad for her because identity theft is awful. Not to mention this, people know who Kirstie Noem is. Could make matters even worse. Plus the $3,000 in cash. Maybe the $3,000 was in the purse with a note that says, if you ever swipe this, please return all the contents and the $3,000 you can keep. That's what I would have done. Life is worth living. Yes, it is. Life is worth living. Have something delicious today. Go someplace fun, even if it's just someplace you've never been before. But for God's sake, put some sugar on it. Throw some cheese on it. Fry it in some butter, would ya? Life is short. Too short for celery. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome Taste It Tuesday. We're here for Hump Day Wednesday tomorrow at 7. Thank you. Bye-bye for now.